Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, Barack Obama is certainly making lots of splashes. His overseas trip has captured huge headlines, not only here in the U.S., but all over the world. His arrival today in Iraq, his trip to Afghanistan has been scrutinized over the weekend, and expected visits with heads of states in Israel and Western Europe are likely to get the same treatment. No one is paying more attention than the newly formulated McCain campaign, which has responded swiftly. Joining us for more is Professor Julian Zelizer, who studies American political history at Princeton. Thank you, Professor, for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this trip of Obama's is really unusual in that here you have a presidential candidate who's meeting with heads of states. Incredibly powerful symbolism, don't you think?
Well, we've had candidates in the past who travel abroad before their campaigns, but we've never had one that is so covered, almost covered like a presidential visit would be. And that is pretty unprecedented and pretty unusual.
And that's certainly put McCain in a tough spot. But his new campaign manager, Scott Schmidt, who ran the rapid response team for the Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004, his hallmark is to come out swiftly. And indeed, even before this Obama trip began, they released a new ad on Friday on the eve of Obama's arrival in Afghanistan. And it was the first ad where McCain directly criticized Obama's record in the Senate on Afghanistan. Let's listen to it.
Barack Obama never held a single Senate hearing on Afghanistan. He hasn't been to Iraq in years. He voted against funding our troops, positions that helped him win his nomination. Now Obama is changing to help himself become president. John McCain has always supported our troops and the surge that's working. McCain, country first.
Professor, we're all aware that one of McCain's strengths has been his foreign policy expertise. You think this is an effective ad?
Yeah, well, it does hit on all the big themes that they're focusing on. One is inexperience of their opponent. Two, is he really with the troops? Three, does he really have knowledge? And finally, they're asking if Obama does everything politically, if this is just a political trip totally. It's not presidential. It's just an election year ploy. So is it effective? It's worked in the past. You know, the last few election cycles, these kinds of attacks can be pretty effective. So we don't know yet, but I wouldn't discount these kind of messages.
On the other hand, the New York Times did some interesting fact-checking, and it turns out that as a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, McCain didn't attend any meetings on Afghanistan last year either. So does he almost open a can of worms with this ad?
He might. I think on the national security issue, I think there's more pressure on Obama simply from the fact that McCain is a veteran. You know, that plays very well in elections. That defines him in a certain way, even when you get into the kind of who has been to more or fewer hearings debate. So I do think he opens himself up when he brings it up, but I think he has a bit of an advantage that gives him some comfort with this.
Professor, what do you make of the fact that, you know, both candidates to a certain extent are campaigning overseas? It's as though the world is all Americans. I mean, what does the world make of this campaign that it seems to be on stage for the globe?
Well, it is pretty remarkable, especially given what's going on in the economy here. You'd think, you know, both candidates would be in factories and in cities and dealing with the economic issues. But I think, you know, people in Europe and the Middle East know that the last 8 years have been about foreign policy, and there's been, you know, huge breaches in the relationship between America and its allies and big questions about what's going to happen in Iraq. So the importance of foreign policy is something I think most of the world is aware of right now with the United States. But it does, there is a little bit of a disconnect if you're kind of living here and dealing with your mortgage problems to watch the candidates so focused on what's going on abroad.
Very quickly, Professor, do you think perhaps that may have been a better strategy on the behalf of McCain to be highlighting all of the economic problems here in the United States while Obama is overseas, as opposed to meeting Obama where he is, in that he's criticizing his foreign policy positions?
He does. Look, ultimately, if McCain doesn't come up with some kind of arguments about what he's going to do for the economy, I think it's going to be hard for him to overcome the lead that Obama has. I mean, he does want to keep hitting Obama on national security, on foreign policy, because that's the one area where Obama has a pretty big weakness just in terms of the polls. But McCain's going to have to deal with the economy. It's not going away, and it's on voters' minds. And if he doesn't, you know, it's going to be hard for him to win in the election.
Professor Julian Zelizer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Julian Zelizer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University.